Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
It was a big weekend for Stevie Wonder. Janelle Monáe gave the R&B legend a kiss on the cheek during their one-on-one interview. Now, this was at the ASCAP I Create Music Expo here in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, in fact, at the Lowe's Theater, right on the stage. And you know, Janelle was so anxious before the event. She wrote to all of her social media followers, "Do you know how nervous and excited I am?" Well, ASCAP President Paul Williams joined Monáe on stage to present Stevie with the inaugural of Life Award. Of course, yes, it's named after his 1976 classic album. Oh, and speaking of social media, Tyrese Gibson took to social media again to apologize, this time for a sexist rant. You know, his new movie debuted to record numbers, and the 38-year-old is posting a lengthy apology after talking about sluts, skeezers, hoes, tramps, and overly aggressive, promiscuous women. The interview was posted on Monday by BET. Now, I don't know what he was thinking. He was calling out women who are never without a man because they don't have any standards. And, you know, he posted a photo of himself with his apology to more than 8 million followers, saying that his mother taught him better than this. Yes, she did, Tyrese. And now you've got a wife. So step it up, brother, because at this point, these apologies are sounding more just like noise. And I would be so remiss if I didn't mention the passing of my longtime neighbor, the legendary Linda Hopkins. You know, she was one of Broadway's great gospel and blues voices. She actually died last week in Milwaukee. She was 92 years old. She was best known for her popular one-woman show, Me and Bessie. It was a 1970s tribute to blues singer Bessie Smith. And that's when I first met Linda. I was starting my career as a reporter in Boston, and she would fill a room with that voice. Well, some 20 years later, I moved to Los Angeles and ended up right in Linda's neighborhood. Honey, when she wasn't on the road, her Friday night bid-whist games along with the fried chicken and other goodies are still legendary. Hopkins won a Tony Award in the 70s for her performance in the musical Inner City. She was actually nominated for another Tony in 1989, but she lost out to her castmate Ruth Brown. Linda appeared in several TV shows, and she continued to play concerts until suffering a stroke 10 years ago, but she still got out and was looking fabulous up until the very end. Rest in peace, Linda Hopkins. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.